Preserving ecosystems is a huge part of living sustainably on Earth, and transplanted species pose one of the greatest threats to any biological system. With people and goods traversing the planet in ever-growing numbers, controlling invasive species becomes increasingly everybody's business. David Moverly is Invasive Species Advisor for the Secretariat of the Pacific Regional Environment Program, stationed in Samoa. He was kind of aghast at a cartoon mongoose advertised as a business mascot here.
Yeah, I was very surprised to see that on television.
Moverly spent the last 4 months trying to trap two mongooses who jumped ship in Fiji, a major Pacific transit point. He knows the devastation those animals have caused on Hawaii's native birds.
Up here in the north, you must be aware of the brown tree snake in Guam and the absolutely disastrous effect that that has had on the native birds there. So that's obviously a high risk for you guys here in Hawaii.
What are the biggest risks in the Pacific region right now?
Okay, some of the biggest risks at the moment is the little fire ant.
How big a risk is that?
It's huge.
How bad can it be?
It's very bad. It's bad on many levels. It basically drives wildlife from their home. You can't really walk through the forest because the little fire ants will fall out of the trees onto you. When you accidentally squash one, it notifies all the other ants to all bite you at the same time. So it's very, very unpleasant. There are people in the Pacific, the choice is to learn to live with it or go and find somewhere else to live.
The LFA on the Big Island are pretty much here to stay.
Casper Vanderwood manages the Hawaii Ant Lab in Hilo, where little fire ants, LFA, have been for 20 years.
They have spread way too far, I think, for them to be eradicated. Many people are kind of beside themselves in trying to manage this.
Bites usually occur when the ants are blown off trees and onto people.
It can actually be difficult to associate the sting with the ant because there's a bit of a delay in the body's reaction. Not everybody's aware they're being stung by ants.
Statewide, Vanderwood says we're doing pretty well. The outbreaks on Oahu and Kauai appear to be stemmed, but there are three active sites on Maui in Waihe'e, Huelo, and Nahiku. Vanderwood's certain there are outbreaks we haven't yet detected.
It's such a cross-cutting issue. It affects all parts of society, industries, and development. It has huge potential as a tool for adaptation to climate change.
Moverly says dealing with invasives strengthens the ecosystem as a whole, and that, he says, is our best hedge against climate change. The 2016 World Conservation Congress has issued a multi-step program for increased action against invasive species. The new guidelines are called the Honolulu Challenge. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.